back. Alrighty, so are you enjoying these live one-on-one interviews where I ask people a bunch of really awkward and random questions and they all look a little confused, but then they have to answer because we're just like screen to screen here? Okay, good. I'm glad you said yes. This is the only good thing about not having an audience. No one can actually say yes, or no one can actually say no until later. So right now, I'm going to interview Sarah Gutals, who is live in the Student Zone. Now, if you haven't checked out the Student Zone yet, you should, whether you're a student or not a student, because I actually think they're having more fun than all of the rest of us. So, Sarah, you around? Ah, there you are. Hello.
Yeah, we've got stickers. We've got IoT devices.
Yes.
We've got plushies. Mm-hmm. We're having a ton of fun.
You're having a lot of fun. So I've been looking at all the tweets coming in from the Student Zone, and I'm like, Seth, we should be in the Student Zone. He's like, we're not invited. So
Are we totally invited? We'd love to have you.
So first of all, let's go back all the way. Tell us about you. Tell us about Sarah so everyone can get to know you a little bit.
Yeah, totally. Well, I've been at Microsoft for just over a year, actually. Mm-hmm. And my path to Microsoft was a little bit different. I started coding when I got to college. I didn't know what it was before then. Felt like I didn't learn enough and stayed for a PhD. so I did a PhD in computer science, but I focused on education because the thing I care about the most is making sure that novices and folks who just want to learn have an opportunity to do so, that they feel empowered and supported and they find a sense of community. And so that's my goal. I did some startups, I worked at GitHub, and I'm so happy to be here now.
That is so cool. That makes me incredibly happy. So tell us about the Student Zone and what is the Student Zone, first of all?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Well, last year was the first year that we did the Student Zone at Build. We had over 400 students come to Build for free. And this year we've got thousands of students who are attending Build digitally around the world for free, just like everyone else. Mm-hmm. It's meant for 14 to 21 year old students. And when I say that, that doesn't mean that if you fall outside that age range, you can't come.
Yes.
It doesn't mean that if you're not a student, you can't come. Mm-hmm. It just means that when we're creating and curating the content for our sessions, which we've got over like 40 of them over these 2 days, we're thinking of you. We're thinking of the folks who are just learning, who are starting on their developer path, and who are just coming into our developer community.
So Student Zone is technically for any beginner zone.
Yes,
okay.
Definitely.
I like that. I like this a lot. Yeah. So one of our teammates, Cassie, was saying just 2 days ago, she had the brilliant insight. And she said, you know, there's so many people who are career switchers. She herself was a career switcher. We know so many career switchers where they wouldn't consider themselves a student necessarily, but they would consider themselves to be a beginner in all of the stuff we talk about here at Build.
And, definitely. I think I'm on that Twitter thread.
Yeah, that's right. I think you're on it. And by the way, we, as usual, are like, what we should do is have an event. We're going to have like a career con or a beginner con, or people better than me are going to name this. And it's all going to be for beginners to learn all of the things. And Sarah and Chloe and April, I think all of you are in a good position to tell us what landed and what didn't, et cetera, et cetera. So
definitely
stay tuned.
Yeah,
lots of co-creation
really
ahead.
For all of that.
So tell me what kinds of things are going on in the Student Zone that you think have landed incredibly well?
Oh my gosh. Well, we had like over 1,000 attendees in some of our sessions, like Introduction to GitHub and Introduction to Visual Studio Code. Mm-hmm. We've done intros to Rust, intros to JavaScript, Python with Cognitive Services. I led a session this morning on how NASA astronauts use machine learning to analyze images that they take from the International Space Station.
Wow.
So, I mean, you know, we've got former interns who are now full-time employees kind of talking about what they learned. And one thing in particular that is coming up in just a couple hours as a main digital breakout session is we had a student last year who came to Build. She was a high school student. And this year she's on a main digital breakout session with Scott Hanselman talking about her journey and talking about these awesome IoT devices and Make Code. And that's an awesome one right there.
That is so cool. I love that. So tell me about, have you all been doing any Make Code sessions?
Oh yeah, we've got a lot of Make Code
really?
Sessions. We've got Make Code Introduction to Minecraft with Blocks, Minecraft with Python, Arcade with Blocks, and Arcade with JavaScript. So if you don't know, MakeCode is basically this block-based interface all in the browser where you can learn to code. And it often pairs with the IoT devices like MicroBit, Circuit Playground Express, the arcade board, and also Minecraft Education Edition. And the great thing is you can code in blocks or you can code in text-based languages like JavaScript and Python.
I love that. That is so cool. I actually remember Student Zone last year at Build because I saw a bunch of people making these wristbands of light things. I was on my way to a session and I'm like, I'm doing this. So I wandered over, crashed
so
a bunch
adults.
Of yeah. crashed a bunch it's of 9-year-olds, great. Made an accelerometer bracelet thingy. And it was so cool. So the rest of Build, random people come up like, where'd you get that? I'm like, MakeCode Station at the Student Zone.
Exactly.
So that was so fun. It was so fun.
And we do have a way of kind of being a part of Build Digital History this year, too. So we have Twitch's comfiest live coder and mug chef, InstaFluff. I don't know if you've heard of him.
Oh, my gosh. InstaFluff, by the way, huge fan of your work because the work you do to prepare people for any sort of computer job or future career is amazing. And I really like how he talks to people where they're at. That makes me really happy.
And he's doing like 5 sessions with us across Build. And
One
of them is around creating a social share board. And so we've had
like this,
hundreds.
Like this tag board thing we've got.
Exactly. We've had hundreds of people contribute to it. And you can check it out at aka.ms/students@build, which is our GitHub repo with tons of resources and content. And you should check that out.
aka.ms, students at Build. Write that down, everyone. So are you seeing a lot of parents and kids doing stuff together in the Student Zone? I've been seeing a ton of pictures.
Yeah, definitely. Some of my favorite tweets I've been seeing are after the MakeCode sessions and having parents tweet a picture of their child kind of taking over their workspace and saying, okay, I've got this now. I'm going to do this. I even had my toddler pop into my NASA session earlier because she wanted to check out some of the pictures. It's really just all about, you know, we're all home with our families. It's about family. It's your family that you live with. It's your family that you code with. That's really what it's about.
I love that. So what are some of the big takeaways that you're getting from the Student Zone this year that you think that we as Microsoft should be doing just all the time?
You know, I think that like we mentioned at the beginning, those introductions to things, those first steps, the first steps with C sharp, like Scott and Kendra did earlier this morning or yesterday. I don't even know what day it is. You know, all of those first steps that lead into the amazing resources that we have on Microsoft Learn. It's just, you know, finding those beginning steps and where to get started so that when you do find those docs or those learning paths, you feel confident enough to even try those.
That's right. So it really is take the time to learn step zero before even getting to step one.
Exactly.
Okay. I think you're right on this one where even in some of the Learn tutorials and all of the even the stuff I'm writing, I assume certain things.
Yep.
I assume people know what Visual Studio is. I assume people know how to log into this.
Or how to install a VS Code extension.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
And we can't assume that. We should take the time to make sure that beginners are really starting at the beginner level rather than beginner level for people who are already coders, which is what I feel like we often create content for. It's like, yeah, I can create beginner content for, say, Power Platform for C-sharp devs, but I'm definitely not creating it for beginners who may have never written any code or done any tech in their lives. So that is interesting.
One of the things that we see is that there are people who might be career transitioning and that might not even be just into tech brand new. It might be that they're data scientists and they understand the data. They understand how it works. They just don't get that Python bit. And how can we better support them so that they can either try it on their own or at least better communicate with the people who are coding?
Right. That is very, very true. So you've been seeing a lot of students and a lot of people creating cool things. You mentioned the NASA thing. That's interesting. Let's drill into that. Tell me about this NASA thing.
Yeah. So last year we did a partnership with NASA and Hacking STEM, which if you don't know about Hacking STEM, we've got tons of free resources. Just search for Hacking STEM Microsoft and you'll find a bunch of free learning resources around STEM. We did a partnership to launch 8 lessons all around STEM that are NASA themed. And one of them was to analyze images taken from the International Space Station based on color and small bits of data like precipitation and temperature, and see if we can start to detect any kind of trends to start to early detection on climate changes.
Whoa, okay. Yeah. Early detection of climate change from space using STEM.
Yes. Exactly.
Is that wild?
And all you need is Excel. And then we built a very simple web app that you can try out on your own, and you can take what you learn there and apply it to things like using cognitive services to analyze those images as your next step.
That's actually crazy, right? It's actually crazy. It's amazing what is possible now that would have taken, like you, a full-on data scientist to be on our team to be able to do before.
Yeah. That's amazing. Speaking of crazy, mm-hmm. I did forget to mention, we have a host of the Student Zone. Crazy Aunt Lindsay is all over the Student Zone, reminding us to get up, stretch, drink water. That's something I tend to forget.
Yes.
And if you don't know about her, you can find her on Twitter or the Fab Lab. You can also search for her there. And she does STEM content for kids. So speaking of novices of all ages and all experience levels, she focuses on kids with like this digital daycare that she does on YouTube. And in fact, we do have another really fun surprise happening tomorrow. Chloe Condon and Crazy Aunt Lindsay are going to be doing a screening of Microsoft the Musical. Did you see that last year?
The intern thing.
Yeah.
Yes, I did see that last year. All made by interns.
All made by interns. We're going to do a screening of it tomorrow's session. It's the last Student Zone session. There's two more Scott Hanselman and InstaFluff sessions after that. But the last kickoff Student Zone session, you don't want to miss it because we're going to have a screening of that. And the interns who made it are going to give us a behind the scenes Q&A.
That is so amazing and so very, very cool. That is fantastic. Okay.
It's about the community of you know, learners.
Yeah, exactly. It's so interesting to see how many students have turned up for this at-home build conference.
It's absolutely incredible. You know, I was floored last year when we had over 400 come physically, and I am just so excited. We've seen the Microsoft Learn student ambassadors show up. We've seen, you know, Imagine Cup participants, people who are in high school, people who are graduating college, people who are taking you know, just courses online or just following Learn modules and identify themselves as students, as learners. We just see them all over all of our sessions on Twitter. And it's just so inspiring to see everyone so passionate about upskilling. It's amazing.
So good. So I wanted to share something with you that I thought you'd find interesting. So as you know, we just revived the Microsoft Student Partners Program to be Microsoft Student Ambassadors, where we want to have 5,000, 10,000 ambassadors all over the world in all of the colleges and universities out there. So if you're a student, and it doesn't matter where in the world you live, go look up Microsoft Student Ambassador Program. It'll have a form that you fill out, and it shows like the work you do for your community, etc. Pretty much what we look for are people who like to learn new things and teach it to the people around them. And right now, it's more necessary than ever to have people helping people who are local to them learn through a series of virtual events. Because it's really hard for us to have a virtual event for, you know, a city far away in Indonesia or in Chile, because we may not speak the language, we're not in the same time zone, connectivity, et cetera, et cetera. So yeah.
As well as just kind of, you know, understanding your culture and applying relevant examples and explaining it in a way that you think that your peers will understand. I think that's just, you know, something that only a peer can do.
I agree. One of our student partners, Salman, he spends so much time. Hi, Salman. Salman Shishti. Hey, Salman. He spends so much time helping students learn the latest in Microsoft tech, no matter what that is. So I can hit him up for the most random thing. Like, hey, Salman, can you get everyone to do a demo day for a hackathon for Power Virtual Agents? And he'll just get that going. And
he even did a session at the Student
Zone. I'm sure he did. Thank you, Salman. And then there's amazing students like Hemantika Mitra, who I think also did a student session. Yep. But she is such an inspiration, and so is Mitunjay and Mritunjay. I always say your name wrong. I'm sorry. And Kushbu. These are all folks who learned Power Platform in the month of April. I did just a little crash session at their, they were having a Microsoft Students thing. Did a crash, and now they're all presenting Power Platform to people.
Yeah. So, and please. Presenting at Build on panels, running sessions.
Yes.
It's amazing.
So, dear students, please join the program. Do the thing.
Please.
All right, Sarah, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
And all of the rest of the audience, check out the Student Zone, sign up for the Student Ambassadors Program, do the thing. And students, of course, you can use the session scheduler to create your own Build experience. Over to Seth.